Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. In 1 John 3:20, the Bible tells us that God knows all things. You ever feel like God doesn't understand? Maybe you feel like God doesn't understand. Or better yet, have you ever felt like God doesn't hear? And sometimes people ask, God, do you even hear me? And God, do you even know where I am or what I'm going through? And the answer is yes, He does. He knows it intimately well. He knows it far better than I actually know myself what I'm going through. Because He lives inside of me, and He feels, and He thinks, and He knows, and He understands, and He responds just like a person does, except with perfect knowledge and perfect understanding. He also responds with perfect wisdom. So God understands much better than I understand my situations. Somebody says something or does something and it's nasty, or I have a disagreement or some kind of a conflict with someone. God understands that conflict much better than I do. Don't ever ask yourself, with the answer being no, God, do you actually see me? Do you actually know me? Do you actually know what's going on here? Yeah, He knows really well. Far better than I do. God knows all things. God knows absolutely all things. Now, God knows all things also in terms of what got you to where you are. Why are you there? And why you are there, you may have an explanation in your own thinking. Perhaps, well, this happened and that happened and this happened and this person did this and that one said that and then this situation came up and now I am where I am. It's actually a lot more to it than that. There's things that you have no clue about. Your genetics, right? Your psychology, your hormones, your parents' genetics, psychology, and hormones, your great-grandparents. How did the circumstance even arise? Where did that come from? What was the initial cause of that? God knows all of it. God knows all things. Please understand that. God knows all things. Now, in knowing all things, there's also this one thing that He knows that I don't always think about. In Psalm 139 and verse 7, God knows exactly where I am at all times. In other words, it's impossible for me to hide from Him. Sometimes we feel like we might want to hide from God. Sometimes we'll do something and we know we ought not have done it. And that's not good. It's normal, but it's not good. Granted, it's not good. But it happens anyway. And we'll do something we shouldn't have done. And God says, you can't hide from me. Now, the thing about hiding from God is it's a bad idea. Our guilt may make us want to hide from God. Adam and Eve had guilt when they did something they shouldn't have done in the garden. God said, don't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and they ate from it, and they became guilty. And when God was coming around, they started hiding themselves. They ran away, and they hid among the trees to get away from God. Big mistake. The reason why it's a big mistake is the only solution to my problems that I have are given to me by God. He's the only one who knows how to resolve, really, what's wrong. Now, I might be able to do a few things that might kind of paper over it, cover it over. That's kind of like what Adam and Eve did in the garden when they clothed themselves in fig leaves. The fig leaves ultimately didn't work. Can you imagine? Go over there to that tree and make a skirt of leaves. Do you think that's going to really work for you? Of course not. That's going to look weird. And it looked weird on Adam and Eve. And it would look weird on anybody else. But that's kind of what we do sometimes because we think God doesn't already know. He knows. He knew it before it happened and He solved it before it happened. And the reason why He allowed it was ultimately so you could see that He'll be kind to you in it. Because He's always kind. He wants you to know Him, and the thing that He wants you to know about Him the most is that He's very kind. And so he knew your problem before it happened, and he knows the outcome, and he knows the results, and he knows how you're going to respond, and all of it's no secret to God at all. He sees it. He saw it yesterday. So don't think to yourself, and don't try to hide from God. Because God not only knows where you are, He'll find you. And the reason why He'll find you is not to punish you. The reason why He'll find you is because He wants to help you in it. People sometimes hide themselves because they think God's going to punish them. Because they think they should be punished. That's guilt. But God doesn't think that way. God said, your mistake is discipline enough, and I'm going to help you deal with it. And I'm going to get you out of it, and I'm going to take care of the problem. Most kids, like you say, you ever break something in a store? Maybe you didn't, but I have friends who did, right? You break something in a store, and you're like, oh my God. Especially if you go through, like, the crystal section or something. Some department stores have that. You go to Macy's or something and they have this expensive china section. Or even worse, go to an expensive store, Saks Fifth Avenue, and you go to their china section where one plate is $150 and you're careless and you bump into it and it falls on the floor and you break it. And you're like, and the first thing you want to do is like stick it under the counter and run. But then you see the salesman coming. And you're like, oh, no. That's a dreadful feeling. Well, you know what God does? It's like, say that happened. And it was your fault. Because you were doing things, maybe you were goofing off and you knocked into something while you're goofing off and you knew it was your fault. And it's like God comes in and says, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And He whips out $150 and buys the broken plate. See, that's kind of how God works for us. It seems kind of strange in a way. People sometimes don't like that because they say, well, what about responsibility? That's true. What about responsibility? God is responsible for His children. Responsibility is fulfilled in that. Because God is kind. And He knows. He knows all things. And in all things, He's always going to be kind to you. And even in the very unusual circumstance that a lot of people don't actually have to ever face, even if God should happen to discipline you, He's going to do it in a way that He'll be kind to you. That as soon as you receive the lesson of the discipline will turn into a blessing. And so God's always going to be kind to you, and He knows all things. In all things, He knows how to be kind. Now, in Isaiah 46:10, God knows the end of things at their beginning. So something starts, and God already knows the outcome. Now, that's really important for us, because the plan of God can be trusted because of that. You see, God knows how my decisions are going to work out. God knows how His leading is going to work out. God knows how everything that is from Him in my life is going to work out. And by the way, God knows how my mistakes are going to work out. The things that are not from Him, He knows how those are going to work out. Everything that happens, God already knows the outcome before the outcome happens. Because from His perspective, from where He is, He can see the outcome. And so He knows all of my outcomes, and when He initiates a plan in my life, when He perhaps gives me some direction, maybe you hear something in a church message and you know that it's for you. He's initiating a certain decision, a certain direction for you. It's because He knows what the outcome of that's going to be already. He doesn't think it's just a good idea. He knows it's a sure thing. Because He knows all things. Now, God knows your circumstances. God knows your thoughts. God knows how you feel. God feels the same way. And He knows all of those things. And he says in Ezekiel 3:11 that all of those things will be made beautiful in their time. In other words, even if the situation is bad, God's going to make it good. In Ecclesiastes 7:8, he says that the end of everything is better than its beginning. Now, it doesn't matter if the thing is a bad thing. Perhaps you make a bad mistake. Don't be too worried about it. Do the best you can, but don't be too worried about your mistakes. Why? Because even in your mistakes, the outcome, the end of it, is going to be better than the beginning of it. That's a pretty important promise. God says to you, yeah, you blew it. Don't sweat it. I'm going to make sure that the outcome is good. That's a great promise. Now, if I fight God on that, it's going to take a whole lot longer for that good outcome to come. But ultimately, it will come. He works all things together for good. Every one of them. Even things that are bad. He'll turn them into something that's good. You see, there's a real advantage for us in that God knows all things. Knowing all things leads to this. That He knows how to make things work in my life so that I get a benefit from them in the end. Now, the process is not always easy. I'll tell you guys that now. The process will not always be easy. Nobody gets an easy go of it. No person ever alive had gotten a completely easy go of it. But I'll tell you one thing else. The more that I turn to God in everything, the easier it's going to be. I'm not saying it won't be a challenge sometimes. It'll still be a challenge. But the more that I turn to God in things, the easier it's going to be. The more that I rely on God in things, the easier it's going to be. Why? Because He knows all things. If I see things through His perspective, through His eyes, and the way that I do that is by getting the Word of God. If I see things the way God sees them, then eventually, in Ecclesiastes 3:11, I'll be able to identify how God's going to make them turn into good in my life. Then I'll get it. Then I'll be able to see it coming. Then I'll be able to wait for it and expect it. By the way, that's not just for bad things. It is for bad things, but not only bad things. It's also for good things. Something really good happens for you, and God says, it's really good? I said, yeah, God, it's really good. He said, I'm going to make it even better. That's the thing about God. No matter what it is, it's going to be better than where it started. If it's bad, it'll be good. If it's good, it'll be great. He can do that because He knows all things. And He knows how to make it happen. You guys understand? Okay, that's it for today.